Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is a safe place. We create an energy here with the entourage we have here to put a bubble of love on you that you will palatably feel. It will press upon you the information that all that we bring, perfect and synchronized, is because of the love of God for you. This will not be a lengthy channel. What I wish to do instead is give you an intensity of information. Dear ones, we have walked you through the timing of the new energy potential. And we've given it as you've needed it every single point along the way. Starting in 2010, describing the 2012 experience, and letting you know not to be afraid. In 2012, starting to tell you about the recalibration in 2013 and asking you not to be afraid. As you reached 2014, we also told you there was a holdover from the 2013 energy, and some of you were still in recalibration. Energy does not follow calendar years, but we are still going to give you the potentials of the next 3 years. For things are going to start to happen quickly. Now, there is an energy that is going to be complete within the next 3 years, and that is the energy of your process, dear human being. 3 more years is what we are saying it's going to take for you to get used to this new energy. You have time for this. This is a critical teaching time for old souls. These changes are profound, and you need to see them and cognize them slowly. Learn what they are. Bring them to yourself. But within these 3 years, there is a new paradigm taking place. The quantum astrologist in the room will see this in the charts. For it is profound and it is accurate and true. Let us first examine the coincidence of the numerology, so that you will see, perhaps, that the numbers show what it is. Over and over, we have identified 2014 as being year one. This is the first year, 2014, of the potential of a new humanity. 2013 was a recalibration year, simply getting used to shift and what may have happened. Getting used to the fact that you indeed passed the marker and that it was real. And you started to feel it. And 2013, difficult for some, was a year of introspection. Perhaps a year of learning, perhaps one of healing. But 2014 starts the process, and we called it year one. Now, we've just identified 3 more years. Important years because of a paradigm shift. So we'll call them years 2, 3, and 4. Now you can take a look at the numerology of each year and glean certain kinds of things. Two is duality. Three, a catalyst. Four, finally, structure. When you add them together, you get nine. Completion. Those 3 years are going to complete a cycle for human beings, specifically old souls. It also will complete a cycle on the planet, even for those who are not old souls. You will see it, what it means. Human consciousness will actually begin to shift on a grander scale, away from what has been to what will be. Do not expect an enlightened population in 3 years, dear ones. I'm talking about a shift that you will be able to see taking place on the planet in the mainstream at the end of 3 more years. We talk about the year 2015, 2016, 2017. You start adding them up, don't be surprised if you get a nine. And that's again what we want to tell you. What we would call the synchronicity or the coincidence of the numbers are all nine. This should tell you that the 3 years that are coming up represent something grand. For when you see the nines in several places, you realize that the completion is the completion of a cycle, often of learning. Since numerology is the energy, in this particular case, we are telling you is human being energy, it will then be the closure of learning. You're starting to work the puzzle, and within 3 years, you'll be ready to move on. Now, I want to review the old and the new paradigm with you so that you will see what we are saying. The old paradigm of existence on the planet for an old soul is that you push against energy that is not commensurate with yours. Everywhere you go and everything you do, you push. You push against common sense. You push against your family, the workers you work with, the main religions of the planet, all of those things. Everywhere you turn, you push. One of the things that you are going to have to get used to is the new paradigm. Now, the next 3 years represents a three. The three is a catalyst. Therefore, we are saying that for 3 years, dear ones, the energy of completion will be catalytic. That is to say, it will then change everything around it. The 3 years catalyzes the energy of the old soul in a new paradigm. And you will start to see and believe what we're telling you. It's time to go to work. What is the new paradigm? No longer pushing against anything. Dear ones, I want to tell you what's coming. It doesn't follow the calendar. So don't expect on January 1st, 2015, to have a shift. It's different for everyone. What we give you are the potentials for the many. You don't have to push. How many lifetimes, dear ones, have you gone through where all you did was push against old energy? And the answer is all of them. All of them. All of them. How long do you think it's going to take you to change what I will call Akashic psyche? what you expect and have had over and over and over, what you bring in through your Akash, you'll expect again. And this you're going to have to rewrite. So this is going to be a process of a 3-year rewrite of an old Akashic paradigm. The Akashic paradigm of you in other lives, pushing against old energy, trying to get ahead. That which is responsible today for your lack of self-worth as an old soul happened long ago. There's nothing wrong with you. It's a culmination of pushing against old energy that pushes back. You don't seem to get anywhere with it. And how many years have you had to go through that before you awaken this time around and you say, here it is again? And there's a part of your body that says, I know how hard to push before I know not to push anymore. Because the old energy will not budge. No matter how much light I shine, you might say, there's still greed and corruption. There are still problems in my government. There seems to be conspiracy against my light. And if you think that, you'll be right. Until now. There is a new paradigm awakening in year 2, 3, and 4. And we invite you to share in this magnificent shift. You pass that marker and you know things are going to start moving in another direction. But if for hundreds of lifetimes you have been careful to push only so hard and in a certain direction, you're going to go into these years doing the same thing. So here is the invitation. Rewrite the program of what you're used to. Because what I'm going to tell you next is this. The old energy is dying. It has to. It's going to shift as well. It's not going to shift into anything else. It's simply going away. Little by little, human consciousness will look upon itself and clean itself up. What is appropriate and inappropriate will become cultural wisdom and behavior. We said last night in a channel that we taught you last January that the evolution of your human soul is like the children in the playground who for centuries continue to bully one another, beat each other up, form gangs, and approach life in a juvenile way. And that just as you saw your children grow out of that and become young adults, we said last night that this is part of the paradigm shift that is coming. Maturity, wisdom of behavior, tolerance, and compassion. And then it comes slowly. But what we have not told you in these words yet is that the old energy starts to go away with those changes. And it replaces itself with something you didn't really expect. And that is this, a new tool. The new energy on this planet is going to start being more commensurate with your creative ability. Let me rephrase that, my partner, so you'll do it better. You're going to have help. We have said this before, but we never gave you the timeline. Years 2, 3, and 4, you are going to start to have help instead of pushing against old energy. The wind will be at your back. The things that you try will work. Only if you drop the paradigm of expectation of failure. You see this? I want you to start expecting success when you deal with your family, when you deal with other things in the planet that for years you have not been able to accomplish, including following the passion that you have, developing certain programs. I'm talking to people in here, writing the books. You don't know where the funding has come from. You don't know who's going to see it. You don't know how to do it. So what? Why don't you call upon this energy I'm telling you will create co-creation and synchronicity for you? Because you are intending it, you're sending a signal now to places you don't even know exist on this planet, in this energy, to work right with you and push you forward. Some of you are going to see this and work with this, and some of you are not. Because this is difficult to change. How many lifetimes have you had to push? What that creates is a feeling that nothing is good enough, that you'll never get anywhere, that nobody cares, nobody listens, over and over. I could go on and on. And I'm here to tell you, you're more magnificent than that. Oh, so much. Why buy in to the old rhetoric of old energy when the old soul sits here with miracles in its pocket? Dear ones, you are the ones to start this ball rolling and the ones who are hearing this message. You're going to start having cooperations in places you need them. This will be meaningful to some and some not, but the time capsules are opening and beginning to pour out information that is going to transfer itself into the grids and is going to then actually make you feel better about you. Magnetic, crystalline, Gaia. These are the action grids of the planet which we discuss and we have taught. These are the ones that are the helpers. These are the tools. They're alive with you. They know of the new energy. They are here to support and help and work, unless you don't believe it. This is still free choice, dear human being. What are you going to do with it? The time capsules will be far more active in year 2, 3, and 4. And some of you will feel this to the degree that you'll say, I'm having a supreme lucky streak. That's old energy talk for creating synchronicity. By the end of the 3 years, it will dawn on you, you've created it, and it wasn't an accident. Now, what are these things that you can create? Oh, it varies. What did you come here for? Listener, what are you listening for? Really, truly, why are you in the chair? What do you want? Old soul, if you're going to stay on this planet and work this puzzle, it doesn't serve anyone for you to be sick. Do you hear me? I want you to ponder that for a moment. You didn't come here to be sick. How are you going to be balanced and work the puzzle when you're in distress, when you have cellular dysfunction? It's time to take care of that. Part of what we are talking about is supreme and new, beautiful, healing energy that you will bring into your body, and your innate will be listening for the first time to everything you say so carefully. You'll feel it. Year 2, 3, 4. I want you to start talking to the cells in your body actively, out loud, with affirmations of beauty. I want the affirmations to be the I am, not the I want, or I would consider. The I am is what innate responds to. I am healthy. I am that I am. I am a master. I am, you think. all of the I ams that are there. Your innate picks them up, sees them as instructions for the body, and begins a process that we have talked about for a decade. Only now, you're going to start feeling support. It is no longer you with you. It is you with you and the rest of the energy pushing and helping you along. I will get more specific as the time goes on. But I want to put this into perspective. You haven't heard this before, because you've never been here before. Not really. 25 years, I've been giving you the same message in different words. Hang on, I said. You have control of your body, I said. You can live a long time, I said. Hang on. And suddenly we are starting to give you information about how to do it. And the information is telling you that you have help. And it's about time. Did you really think that in this new energy you would have to do it by yourself? Did you? Well, if you did, you're just copying and mirroring what you've been doing for ages. And that is not the new energy at all. Healer in the room, listen. The things that have gone up against a brick wall in mainstream are going to start being accepted in a grander way. There will be logic involved, consideration, compassion. There will be a greater acceptance of the possibilities of things which heretofore have not seemed to be commensurate with mainstream thought. All this to say is look for change that is on your side and push on doors you thought were closed forever. Don't be surprised if there's someone on the other side, unseen, opening the door as you push on it. That's what it's going to feel like. Now listen, all of you have the ability to discern what to do next based upon the signals you get around you from spirit. If you push on something and it resists, stop pushing on it. However, don't stop pushing on it forever. Push on it again tomorrow or the next week or the next week to see if the energy has changed. We gave you this information years ago. Human beings follow a pattern. They try something, it fails, and they never try it again. The idea is that it failed once, therefore it always will fail. How linear of you. If you have resistance, you wait, and then you push later. And perhaps you push a little differently. Wait for the door to come open. It will. Dear ones, I talk cryptically. Perhaps I'm giving you instructions that are metaphoric. But the bottom of this conversation, the essence of this conversation, is that you are having help with energy in these next years. It opens a new paradigm, and past that, it even gets better. Old soul, I want you to learn to do it. Some will be very successful, and some will not. And the ones who are not are simply going to wait and learn a little longer, take a little longer, but you will know it. How do we describe this to you as we close this message? Crying, am I going to be one who's successful or not? You just said some will and some won't. Spirit does not know that. I cannot give you a reading. Because one of the attributes of the new energy is shift. How many of you are ready to make that shift right now? New paradigms of thinking are difficult. Some will be cultural dependent. That is to say, there will be some cultures that will go for it far quicker than others. It'll be apparent and obvious. Some genders will find it easier than others. But what about you? Will you accept this kind of shift? Or will you leave this room with the same old, same old? Dear ones, I'm talking to the old souls who are listening to this message and saying, all of you have the opportunity to rewrite reality as you know it and move into an energy which wants to help you do the things that will create light for yourself and for others on this planet. Speaking to innate, having the healing that you came for, situational changes that make sense, that you've asked for, all of the above through the next 3 years. You do the numerology, you see the sense of it, you know the energy is right, you even have mathematics on your side. This is the right time. It's about time. And now that year one is almost finished, and year two, three, and four begin their cycle of the three, will you be part of it or not? You know, there's no judgment if you say no. But why would you? It's what you came to do. It's what you came to do. I want you to see this clearly. All of the lives you've lived come to a what you would call a fulcrum of purpose now. We've given you the instructions. We've told you you have help. We've told you that the time capsules are opening, that innate is listening. And we've actually said, let the healing begin. Some of you in the room specifically will know I'm talking to you. Some of you listening to this later will know I'm specifically talking to you. And that's because I know who is hearing these words. All of these things come together in a perfect way, if you'll allow them to. Don't push too hard when you feel resistance, but never stop pushing. That is the message of the day. A glorious one. A beautiful one. For you. And so it is.